The Go Cycle project is a project across the whole of the borough. So when I first got involved in the project, it's not about putting one piece in one place. It's about the whole network. We had to get people moving across the whole borough. People aren't going to cycle if it's just a roundabout or if it's just a Portsmouth Road. All these links have to come in together. They're 10 network links, all designed to bring people into Kingston. So that is the main priority of getting. The project itself is at risk. We have a budget for this project, for the Fountain Roundabout, as we do for all the projects. Now, at the end of the financial year, it's been made clear by us, by TfL, that should this project not go ahead, then the funding for the roundabout is very likely not to be available. We've got the other 9 schemes that we have to work on to bring in. So losing a scheme that leads us onto Kingston Road, which will bring us into Kingston, would be a disaster. This gives us the opportunity to do something now with a long-standing problem that we've had with the roundabout. Going to the history, and it's true to say that, you know, it was 1894 that there was original fountain put in, and we know it was the Band of Mercy, that was a children's group that raised £125, and the idea was for a horse trough so that horses on their way into Kingston Market could actually have something to drink. Now, that was an original Portland stone fountain, and it was placed on the side near Prisburg Road. That was knocked down in 1932, and between at the time as well, it was a five-way junction. So between 1932 and 1960, when the roundabout was actually placed then, but then following that, it was actually 1982 that New Malden Rotary Club actually got the money together to put in the fiberglass fountain. So it's very important that we look at the history and work with the history. Now, bringing back a stone fountain is something we may well be able to do with this project.